Well, if it needs to be born, then it's not a child. I would say the innocence is your soul. That's what you're feeling. Stay with the innocence, but don't turn it into a boy. Don't turn it into a mental image. It's just purity of heart. It's love, okay? That love can then unite the opposites of Jekyll and Hyde and transcend both. It's the negation of the negation, right? You're not Hyde, but you're not Jekyll that's trying to keep down Hyde in order to be good either. Those two are actually parts of a single system. They're not two separate beings, right? And so that innocence has to become wisdom, right? Not just innocence, not naivete, but it has to become an unborn, and it stays unborn, uncreated, just a pure space, not a being who says, come on, guys, be friends. You know, no, it's not that. It's a space in which these two mental images are recognized for that, and the energy is released from the images, and it's taken in as just pure power. And it's power that is the two intentions and attitudes are nullified by being united. That's the unity of the opposites that Jung and everybody talks about, right? So once they are united, they're like matter and antimatter that annihilate each other, and now there's just pure presence that's at peace and that is experiencing love and joy. And now the capacity to think will be clear because it's not interfered with by these mental images and their thoughts. And now the thoughts of the archetypal self can take over and bring you to the real self, the ultimate level of being. But that innocence itself already is that. It's just, it still believes at some level that it's a person in a world. It still has to get rid of that final sanskara in which there is no I. It's not even an innocent unborn I, but just pure innocent presence without I, without other. And then there's absolute non-duality. And then that's the realization that in which nirvana and samsara are united as a single whole. And then there's no more, nothing to do. There's no one to do anything, no doer, no action. Nothing is happening. No world was ever created. Then you'll understand the state Ramana is in, right? Because he's functioning in a world as if he's a person in the world, but he's not. Because that internal operating system that is a construct is gone. And so the world exists only as a construct in your mind. You think it exists outside, but that's part of the operating system. When that is all dissolved, then there's just bliss. Everything will function perfectly, but it's no longer thought of as a world, and it doesn't function as a world in the same way. There's just a unified field of presence that's perfect, and it's pure intelligence, and it's a single whole. All right. All right. Thank you.